7:01. Welcome back. 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast. Tyler Zulli, Devon Givens with you. 8 o'clock. We'll hear from Joe Torti. He'll hang out with us until 10 o'clock. Then Joe will run until midnight. So you can get in 610-632-0975. And the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations. Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. So, talking about the fifth starter, my vote, Matisse Thybul. We've heard Matisse Thybul get on the phones, Alec Burks, and we think they're going to go with Glenn Robinson the third right now from Brett Brown going that route to start things off in the third quarter against the Los Angeles Clippers in the win. Final game before the All-Star break, where they picked up their 34th win of the season. And we really believe, of course, they're going to have their 50 wins and be in the playoffs as they should. It's all about home court advantage as of right now and figuring out their ways of winning on the road. Because while we put these numbers together, and Tyler and I was talking about the road and 9-4, we got tweets. I said 7-6. We'll get Tyler's at some point. We'll hear from Joe Torti as well. It's not just about this. It's not just about the overall W's for the regular season and what they could potentially have at the end of the season to make it look better. It's about the fact that you have to go on the road and you could potentially be starting on the road in the playoffs. Round one, you can be right now, as of right now, you would be in Miami. Right now, you would be in Miami. How confident are you in beating the Miami Heat in Miami to start off round one? Now, while I think they can do it, so many young players on the Miami Heat, from Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, they have not been there yet. They don't know what it's like. And Matisse Thybul is that same person, but he's just one where you're talking about 3 key contributors to the Miami Heat, where Bam Adebayo is young. He's been to the postseason. You have Jimmy Butler. Goran Dragic does what he does for that team. And you have probably a Hall of Fame coach and Eric Spoelstra. They'll be fine. They're going to be a tough out. You don't want to start on the road. And I don't want to hear, well, they don't fill that building up until the second quarter. The players will be there. And that's what's important. So, getting these road wins, just getting the feel of, hey, this, why did we make this so difficult through the entire year of winning away from the center? Why? No reason. Because now we feel good about going on the road. We know it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be very tough. How do we go out there and respond and get things done away from home? So I just look at it and say that's just very important for them to do that. Before we get to this other point that we wanted to bring up and bring the callers in, Ty, a road record for you would be what?
So what is it? It's 19, you said?
9-19 right now. 13 remaining
right
on the road.
13, I'm sorry. Okay, yes.
You said at home 11-3.
Home 11.
You said 11-3.
11-3 at home. Road. Devon, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I have any confidence that it's anything better than like 6-7.
See? Yep.
And you're not wrong. That scares me.
You're not wrong. 6-7. You're not wrong. It's their fault. They did this. And that's exactly why they are where they are in the Eastern Conference standings, because of that terrible road record right now at 9-19. So Jekyll and Hyde this team is, where you can sit there and say, man, at 25-2, they've won in every possible way at home. Close games at the end of regulation, overtime, blowouts, right? 7-point games where it's comfortable and in general where you know the game is in hand at the 2-minute mark. You just got to be smart. Don't make any bad decisions, some terrible mistakes, all kinds of stuff. Blown leads where they still have health. They've done everything at home and still come away with the win. We've seen the same stuff on the road, but more so the blowouts, the losses of leads in the fourth quarter, the third quarter, all kinds of just mess. Buzzer beaters basically on the road to lose at the other team's place, all of that stuff. We've seen it all from this team. Why? Mentally. Not mentally tough at home, away from the center. Why? Why is that? Is it because when we talk about this team all the time that they don't have the necessary leaders like Jimmy Butler, J.J. Redick, right? You get on J.J. Redick about everything. guy wasn't afraid. You can sit there and say to some of these players right now that they just don't have it. They don't have it. So that leads me to this, as we talk about the fifth starter and what the road record should be overall as we head into the postseason, because we know they'll be there. When Dave brought up the crazy thing about 20-12 for Matisse Thybulle, we love Dave as a caller, but that was nuts. He's not going to average 20-12, okay? He'd be lucky to average the 8 that I'm asking for and shooting 38% from behind the three-point line in his 30 minutes a night for the 76ers as a starter. He'll still play a solid quality amount of minutes, probably 25 off the bench for Brett Brown as his first wing off the bench. Probably the first in front of Alec Burks, but they'll play a lot of minutes. But Dave did say that he believes they're very dangerous. I don't necessarily disagree with that. We went through all of that talking about their road woes. In the playoffs, where Anthony talks about built for 16, Brett Brown speaks about wait to the playoffs, Elton Brand, the same thing. I said to all of them, I don't want to hear that anymore. I don't want to hear that. Win now. But guess what? When you get for that 16 that Anthony was talking about, having to win those four in each series, first three in the Eastern Conference, and of course the four to win the championship built for 16, they're still, in this sense, dangerous. Why are they dangerous? Well, because, number one, you were supposed to be a top two seed. So the talent in which we saw at the beginning of the year, it's still there. No one has moved on. That was a key piece to what we were evaluating this team to be at the beginning of the season, that is no longer a part of the Philadelphia 76ers. They've had their issues. So if they have or will figure things out, those issues that they've had, turnovers, we've seen that they've cleaned up that a little bit more, where we aren't seeing these high number turnovers, right? 24 plus and all these nonsense that they've been doing. But they still shoot this high number of threes. We've seen Ben Simmons cut down on his turnovers a little bit, play a better overall game for him where he had done well enough to make the All-Star team, all of that. Making the change for Al Horford. Those are the changes that we've seen. But they are still the same people, same team in general. Could they click when the postseason starts? Could they become that team that we all anticipated them to be at the very start, therefore making them that dangerous team in the Eastern Conference playoffs, where they can make it to the Eastern Conference finals against the Milwaukee Bucks? And possibly pose problems for them. And I take you to quickly one of the tweets that we got from at 76ers39 says, "Hey D, I'm not worried about anyone but Milwaukee if Ben takes that 15 to 18 footer. They're no longer the worst team versus the zone. And with Robinson and Burks, I dare Toronto and Miami to play the zone defense. It's all about Ben, not Embiid or Brett. If Ben does his job, we win." And I responded back to 76ers39 and said, "Well, sounds good, but Ben Simmons will not be taking that 15 to 18 footer for the 76ers. It's just not him. That's not what he's going to do. This is who he is. This is what you get for the remainder of this season." So like we did last year, well, I adjusted right around that 30 game mark, when everyone was still calling the show, getting everything in. "Hey, Ben Simmons and his jump shot." Well, let me stop you right there, guys, because I no longer care about the jump shot, because he is not going to take it. Give me the free throws. We've seen that improve from Ben Simmons, where he's shooting at a much better clip over the last couple of weeks from the free throw line. Now it seems like he's willing to take that contact and get to the free throw line, because he's seen many fall for him at the charity stripe. So he continues, 76ers39, and we'll get to the zone defense in a second. He said, "I know Richardson will be ready, and if healthy, he's a problem." Agreed. "A zone buster? Not going to call him that. Tobias will be playing with something to prove, and Embiid will be great as long as the other guys shoot to keep the defenses from clogging the lane and eliminating his spots to go to once he gets the ball." And I'll add this to 76ers39 with that point. that he also has to stay healthy and be available to the team in order for all of that stuff. As he just, you know, Richardson and his health, we talk about Embiid and his health because that has been an issue for Embiid in the postseason with the broken face. Not his fault. That was Markel Fultz last year, sick. And, of course, the knees bothering him, which did not allow them to advance past the second round against the Toronto Raptors. And we know what happened from there. So they could be dangerous. They could be a problem for other teams in the Eastern Conference. How much? We don't know. Because, again, they are Jekyll and Hyde away from the center. And I'm not going to sit here and, as we say, built for 16, as Anthony talks about, Anthony Gargano, he says built for 16. They're going to lose some games at home in the postseason. It's just going to be what it's going to be. If we're to believe that we want to start giving them credit, possibly, for winning away from the center in the postseason in a seven-game series, because it's going to be hard, scouting report, it's going to be tough to play against Embiid for seven games, the changes that Brett Brown, the adjustments that you make within, right, the chess match you make within a playoff series, they're going to lose some games at home just as much as we believe that they could possibly steal one at whatever arena they'll be against, whether it be Miami or Boston to start things off. It's going to be a tough go. But are they dangerous? Absolutely. How dangerous is the question? Are they dangerous enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Are they dangerous enough where they have to start on the road against the Miami Heat, but you're still confident? You still feel confident that they can beat the Heat in a seven-game series starting on the road where you steal one of those and ultimately, hopefully, game six back here at the center, you close things out. Yeah, they're that dangerous. Are they dangerous enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals still for you guys? And I'll ask that. 610-632-0975. I just gave you mine. I say yes, they are still that dangerous where they can get past the first round because that's not a lock. If you're not starting off at home, not a lock at all. Not a lock. And our guy back on Twitter, Cassant, says 25-12 legit made me laugh out loud. Let's give him a little bit, Cassant. He said 20-12. So, but it was still funny. 610-632-0975. And Ty, you put up something on Twitter for tweet wise for the show. Or at 975 The Fanatic. What is the tweet that you put up there for a Twitter poll?
We added a poll. It says, who do you want to be the fifth starter when the Sixers return to the floor tomorrow against the Nets? Your options are Matisse Thybulle, Alec Burks, Glenn Robinson, or other, and I said right in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's always dangerous because we get a lot of bad answers.
Yeah, we get some of those, but, like Kevin Hayes. We already got that one.
So we have 159 votes right now. Matisse Thybulle leads the way with 48%. Glenn Robinson, 43. Burke, 6.
Close.
And other is 3.
Okay, cool. So go to 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter, at 97.5 The Fanatic. The question, once again, Tyler put it up there on Twitter. Who do you want to be the fifth starter when the Sixers return to the floor tomorrow against the Brooklyn Nets? If you want to join us on the phone, 610-632-0975. The options are on Twitter, Thybulle, Burks, Robinson, other, write in for the other, of course. Let me put my vote in right now. Tyler is Thybulle. That makes it 48.1%. Robinson, 43.1%. And I believe that Thybulle is in the lead because Thybulle has been here all year. People are excited about Thybulle because of his defensive effort that we've seen through the first 50-plus games that he's played, or 40-plus games because he missed a few. And that's why I think Matisse Thybulle is there. So when you do call in, and you please explain why. Don't just say, you know, just because Matisse Thybulle was here and Matisse Thybulle, all of that stuff. Give a reason why Matisse Thybulle is the right choice. Your choice, Ty?
So I have a reason why I didn't vote Matisse Thybulle, and it's not a knock on Thybulle whatsoever.
Okay.
It's actually almost a bonus on Thybulle.
Mm-hmm.
His defense is so stellar, I think, especially for a rookie guard. I almost want him heading the second unit. And that's the reason I have him coming off the bench. So I think that him on that second unit is kind of a adequate replacement for Josh Richardson when he comes off the floor. And that, I think, is it makes me the most confidence with him being like the leader of the second unit.
Mm-hmm.
So for me.
But he's a leader of the second unit. I'm giving that nod to Al Horford since he's coming off the bench now.
Okay, so you put Horford and Thybulle together.
Okay.
To me, that's a much more potent combo than anything they've had off the bench in years past. And then, obviously, the two or three starters that Brett Brown always leaves in.
Yeah.
So, for me, I would start Glenn Robinson.
Okay. All right, Glenn Robinson for you. Matisse Thybulle for me. We'll get Joe Torti when he gets in here at 8 o'clock. We're asking you guys the same question, 610-632-0975 right now. Matisse Thybulle leading 47.9%. Robinson, 41.3%. Burks, 8%. Other, 2.8% with the 200-plus votes that have been up now for 6 minutes at 975 The Fanatic on Twitter. 610-632-0975. And again, Al Horford for me will be the guy who is leader of the second unit. And Tyler makes a great point. Defensively, with Matisse Thybulle, you sick him on one of those guys, right? Defensively coming off the bench, might be to his advantage. That being said, a lot of times, Sixers that haven't had this all season, we'll see what Alec Burks says. A lot of times, these guys coming off the bench are coming in as he is a specialist, if you will, with what he does. Defensively, you have a guy coming off the bench like Lou Williams, who's a specialist, who just flat out fills it up. Challenge. 610-632-0975. Joe and Fox Chase, thanks for making the call, man. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Here's the thing I want to tell you about Sixers with Miami. Because I'm not even going to go to Milwaukee or Toronto yet because that's down the road. We'll meet them later. But if we got to play Miami early in the first round, second round, whatever, that scares the hell out of me, and here's why. To me, we're not going to beat them. And here's the reason why.
Why?
Jimmy Butler has got this thing inside him, is this taste in his mouth. I remember the last time, I think it was at Miami, when they whooped us by 30, he was laughing. He has this killer instinct in him to just not allow the Sixers to beat him. And I'm afraid that we don't have that same instinct in a couple of our guys to say to Miami, guess what, guys, you ain't beating us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I just don't see, unless now I realize, even with the home court advantage, I'm just saying that they're going to win the games there and Butler's going to steal one from us. That sucker is going to steal one from us because he's got the killer and we don't. That's just my take. What do you think?
No, I like your points because I do agree with you that he is that guy that will flat out steal one of those games for you. The question is, do you have one? While they may not have that same stuff that you're talking about, that dog, that nastiness that he has, you do have the best overall player in the series when you talk about Joel Embiid. And
yeah, we do, but you know,
sometimes, right, the best player has to steal one. Can he steal one is the question.
And let me tell you something. I love Joel. I love Ben. They're my guys. But I wish to God we had a little more that refused to lose attitude. You know what I'm talking about?
Between the two of them or just the team overall?
Well, mainly the two of them because they're the two. There are two go-to guys.
Absolutely.
We gotta have it from at least one of them, don't we?
No, I totally agree with you. My answer was about to be with you. The only problem is, since you're talking about the Miami Heat, that guy is now in a Miami Heat uniform wearing number 22 because he did that for you last year when he had to will them against Brooklyn early on in the playoffs until Ben Simmons took the series over. And then through those seven games, four of them, Jimmy Butler was the best player outside of Kawhi Leonard on the floor. Joe, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. That guy's in Miami. And let's not forget about the other one who's in New Orleans. Yes, he shot a terrible percentage. But the shooting scared people half to death. The way you had to defend him. Because he was, outside of Joel Embiid, the number one option. So we go 1A and 1B, Joel Embiid and J.J. Redick, and we know what Jimmy Butler showed to be in the playoffs. He saw it in game one. Remember, they lost game one against Brooklyn here in Philadelphia. So we talk about stealing the game. They stole that game here in Philadelphia. Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie just went off. It was what it was. You couldn't do anything about it. They took it. Jimmy Butler gave you 30-plus because no one else did anything. After that game, remember they said Brett Brown peeled paint off the wall, how he was yelling at them. They never saw it. Game two on, Ben Simmons was the best player in the series. Then he was arguably the worst player in the series against the Toronto Raptors because his defense was decent, but you can't stop Kawhi Leonard. You can only hope to contain him. And then balancing it out on offense, he didn't do that part. He only gave you one game, and that was in game number six back here in Philadelphia to force the game seven when, again, he was the best player on the floor. Game seven disappeared. Steal a game. That's what it's about. That's where the dangerous part comes in. Can your best player, Joel Embiid, be that best player and will them to victory on the road to steal their game where you have that game six or possibly game five close it out on the road where it's a team effort to win that game number five, but back here in Philadelphia game six, you get that team effort plus the comfortability of being back here at the center in that series to knock them off and move on and advance to the second round. 610-632-0975. Ty, what were you about to say?
So what I was going to ask you was, you know, you're talking about the shooters, and it's to me, it really feels like when you have a shooter on the floor, regardless of what they're shooting,
JJ Redick.
I mean, unless they're shooting 12%, like, you know, Russell Westbrook went through, they almost to me feel like that burner receiver in the NFL, where if you have one on the field, it is dynamic. Joe and I discussed this last week. Joe is adamant that, you know, you have Torrey Smith, it makes a difference. Doesn't matter how good he is or not, he makes a difference. Same thing with shooters on the court. You have a shooter on the court, you have to step out. You got to get a hand in the face. You have to do this, that, and the other thing. You have to hedge a little bit better. They come around the screens, the pin downs, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just create another opportunity for you.
Yep.
And you have to have one on the floor.
Have to. And that's why they went out there and acquired Glenn Robinson III and Alec Burks, hoping that Tobias Harris can increase his 3-point percentage and show overall a steady diet of making those shots from behind the 3-point line, and even the one where he lets the defender fly by, dips in for a mid-range jump shot, knocks it down. 610-632-0975. Anthony, we get to you when we get back, give you all your time. Once again, 610-632-0975. How dangerous are the 76ers if we see them still remain in that fourth or fifth spot to be a problem for Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, in the Eastern Conference playoffs? How dangerous are they as a team when we talk about the Eastern Conference playoffs? 610-632-0975. Tyler Zulli's producing. Joe Torty will be in at 8. I'm Devon Givens right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, look at that. Look at that little comeback music. Love it. I love it, though, when we used to be able to just throw our own stuff in there. Tyler Zulli producing the show. Devon Givens with you. 610-632-0975. My catalog was crazy. Got to give some of those to the coach so he can insert those for our hours. 610-632-0975. We had some good stuff, you know. So we still have some good stuff. But, you know, we'll get back to it. This was funny because I was looking at during the break, and I said I was going to read this earlier in the day, but I didn't have an opportunity. The Athletic put together a good piece. Derek Bodner, a friend, of course, covers the Sixers for The Athletic, wrote a story, Tyler, about the questions, imperfect options. Here's the title, imperfect options for a major role. Who should be the fifth starter? Right? The case for the good and against each of the available options. So I'll read it at some point. But I'm sure Derek did a great job, as always, in putting this story together. And the first thing I see is Mark Perner say it should be Thibault 4 minutes ago. So That's what we're asking you guys with that, and how dangerous are the Philadelphia 76ers? Plus, mixing in what you guys think about the road record with 13 games remaining in the season, 27 overall, 14 at home. What are they going to look like at the end of the season after the 13 on the road? That's what we're asking. We got 9-4 on the road for one of our tweeters. Tyler said, ideally, he thinks it's going to be 6-7, and it's only fair because they haven't shown enough for you to feel confident in them having a much better. I said 7-6. I hope it's higher. Hope it's that 9-4, but 7-6 looks like it's probably going to be that type of thing. And you have to factor this in as well. Before we get to everybody, Anthony, Mike, Gerald, everybody else, 610-632-0975. Think about this. Remember the 16 run that they had to close out the 17-18 season, where they ran off 16 games going into the playoffs against the Miami Heat, which they won five games. Teams are just simply, I mean, it's not the same with everything when it comes to losing on purpose, but they're going to try they're not really looking to win. They're going to be trying to have young guys play and seeing where they are. When we look at if the Sixers have one of the best records remaining, where it's in their favor to have a solid record at the end of the year with the both home and away, some of these teams are not really going to be playing that much. Well, giving it their all, I'll say that. Some teams are not. You know how it goes. 610-632-0975. So maybe they will pick up some of those wins, and maybe it will be closer to 9-4 on the road instead of the 6-7 or the 7-13 7-6 that we've been talking about. 7-13 would be terrible for this team as they go forward. 610-632-0975. Anthony in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys feeling?
I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
Great. I feel good.
Good.
I'm calling. I want to see you guys' take on this.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. We maybe need to change out the whole Sixers drafting squad, whoever is, you know, in charge of this. But I believe our season would not be the way that it is right now if we would have took that Jason Tatum pick over Markelle Fultz.
Oh, it'd be totally different. They would maybe, you know, some trades would not have even happened because you have your third star, and he's your best scorer probably after Joel Embiid because he's so good scoring the basketball. And I totally agree with you.
Absolutely.
And you have the draft pick back. So yeah.
And you had absolutely. You know.
Although I said this, Anthony, just because you made that trade and Boston feels like, hey, you're taking Markelle Fultz, right? Yes. If I don't want him and I change my mind at when it's time to put the card in to the commissioner, I change my mind. I want Jason Tatum. Take that, Boston.
Right. That's the way I look at it. You know, like we weren't feel so bad with getting rid of a defensive presence like Jimmy Butler, who could score also. Getting rid of a knockdown shooter as, you know, JJ Redick, when somebody like Jason Tatum could do all of it. He's an all-around player to me. You know, and I just believe that our season would have been totally different last year if we would have had, you know, somebody like him on our team.
Well, man, we can go through that, and we have.
I know.
We can go through that one. We can go through the Zaire Smith situation where you had to go out there and get another body because he cannot play right now.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff, man. We can go through all of that.
Yeah, I just wish our season would have been different.
All right, so going forward, 27 games remaining, 14 at home, 13 on the road. And where will they be at the end of this season? Will they be at a higher seed, or will they be right here around that 4, 5, 6?
I actually believe that they're going to get it together. I'm a big fan of our coach, and I think that he's going to pull it together and get these guys on the right path. So I'm going to say at least the third seed.
Ooh, that's a big jump. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And third seed, taking over things against the Boston Celtics, who right now hold that slot where they are four and a half games up on the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are in action tomorrow where the Heat play the Atlanta Hawks. The Boston Celtics are idle. So the only way, of course, the Sixers can pick up any ground on the Miami Heat is if they win tomorrow. Otherwise, they'll be right there pretty even because they play the Hawks, with Clint Capella now a member of that Hawks team. 610-632-0975. Then Milwaukee plays Detroit, and no other meaningful games that are involved with the Philadelphia 76ers. Gerald, in L.A. joins us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Gerald?
Hey, Devon.
What's up, G? How you doing?
Listen, I'm good, man. Thank you. Listen, if we're going to go back in time, honestly, we could have taken Donovan Mitchell, and imagine this team with that type of a point guard on it. So, I mean, there's our drafting, this administration, I'll say, the front office has not helped this team in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he would have been a good find.
Yeah, and when you think about it, look at Embiid. Like, we wouldn't have Embiid if Embiid wasn't hurt, because Embiid would have probably been the first-round pick. If we'd had number one pick, they might have went Wiggins. So where would we be? So I just hope we find some stability. I'm a little concerned with the amount of money that we have between Tobias and Horford that Elton has spent. But I'm just hoping that some stability will help us make better picks because, yeah, I mean, your cousin should be playing. He should be dressing up in the red, white, and blue right now, man.
Yeah, he should have. But they made their choice, and right now they're still trying to scramble and do different things because Mikal's in Phoenix.
Now, here's what I'm going to say, man. I love Matisse Thybulle, and I think he probably will end up being that third piece that this team really needs in a season or two. I think his upside, if he works really hard, is he could be like a poor man Scottie Pippen. And I think we've seen his low side. His low side is already great. So, but that being said, I still want him coming off the bench for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
I want that defensive boost coming off the bench so there's no letdown, especially when we get caught with one of our starters coming off the floor and the other team's best player is still on the floor. I want Matisse to slide in and go after that athletic wing or that athletic guard. And the other thing is, with Tobias struggling a little bit from three, Ben, you know, refusing to shoot anything outside of 6 feet, we need somebody that helps space the floor that will keep teams honest. And I think Glenn Robinson, teams have to respect him, so they'll take a half a step further out. That'll kind of open up our spacing a little bit, which I think is the key to this offense. Now,
and go ahead.
Yeah, and then the last thing, man, is what they're going to do later on this season is going to come down to one person, man. One single person, and that's this coach. Because this coach, I think, has let our team down more than anybody in not reacting to what's happening on the floor, not finding good sets, and not finding a way to get these players to really buy into a lot of what he wants to do.
Okay. Yeah. G, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 39.5% for Glenn Robinson, the third so far this season, coming from the Golden State Warriors, 39.5%, which is fantastic. Can he keep that up? I mean, he was doing that playing 30.8 minutes per game for the Golden State Warriors. Can he continue to do that? His last two games with the Warriors, 22 each of those games, both wins on the road against the Washington Wizards and the Cleveland Cavaliers, had 11 and a loss to the Boston Celtics in that really quick three-game span right there. But, I mean, no reason to believe, because look at it. He was averaging that for the Golden State Warriors with no spacing, offense a little clunky, with the ball movement is fantastic. That does not change, even though you don't have Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That does not change. Yet and still, he was averaging a career-high 12.7, 4.6 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and at 39 from behind the three-point line, shooting 48% from the field in 30.8 minutes per game. You can understand why Brett Brown would decide to go there, because this guy's been feeling comfortable all year starting 48 games for the Golden State Warriors. That's where he's been. That's his mindset all year. Keep him in that role. But the last two games for the 76ers, 10 points against the Chicago Bulls, 6 against the LA Clippers. I mean, you saw he was moving off the ball. He was getting the spots. They were hitting him. He was getting dunks, layups, backdoor, all that great stuff, and playing solid defense without really having plays called for him. And that can be the same case here for Matisse Thybulle and Glenn Robinson, not having plays called for him, but still being effective enough to be involved within the offense, within the flow of the offense. 610-632-0975. Mike, we'll get to you when we get back, so sit tight. We'll give you all your time, talk about the Sixers bench and everything else. We'll update you on the Fanatic Twitter poll about who should be the fifth starter for the 76ers. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, Tyler Zulli producing, Joe Torti in at 8 right here on the Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens. We're waiting to hear from Joe Torti at 8 o'clock. Tyler Zulli doing a fantastic job as always. 610-632-0975. Al_appreciator. Al Horford appreciator. Did you guys forget Korkmaz was on the roster or something? Nope. That's why we had the write-in. So if you want to write Korkmaz in, write Korkmaz in. 610-632-0975. And we'll update our Twitter poll as we go along to see where Thibault, Burks, Robinson, and even Furkan Korkmaz fits into the starting lineup as the fifth starter in place of Al Horford. Now that he has this reserve role for the Philadelphia 76ers, 610-632-0975. Ground Trader says, do you guys forget that Brett Brown hasn't started Matisse for a while? Also, Brett Brown gave JJ sets to Korkmaz. I wonder if Brown will dump all those plays for Embiid, Korkmaz, JJ, and give those plays to Horford, Korkmaz. What do you think? It makes sense for the second unit for that to happen. No one is JJ Redick. If anybody could, I looked at it at the start of the season thinking that Josh Richardson was the prime candidate to do it, not because of his shooting, because he cannot duplicate what JJ Redick did, shooting at the percentage that he did for the entire season, but give you percentage-wise a decent one, but also put the ball on the floor and being able to explode the way that he does to the rim, where JJ Redick obviously lacked in that. So where you miss the shooting, you still get that explosiveness, that athleticism going to the basket, where you get the 2 points in a different way. Yes, those dribble handoffs behind the 3-point line, Josh Richardson may not give you that the same way, but putting it on the floor, going to the rack, that's what he does that JJ Redick was unable to do for the team. They couldn't defend it because JJ is just a phenomenal shooter. Can Korkmaz do it? A little bit. That game that he had early on, I think it was the 26, not the 34 or the 31, where he dusted off his ground trader, pointed off some of those plays, those sets that JJ Redick ran with the team for the last two seasons, and it worked for Korkmaz. He's still Korkmaz. He's not JJ Redick. He's had his nights, and I'm happy for him, and I like him, and I hope he's able to continue shooting at a high percentage, because it's going to help the team. I'm not that confident. 610-632-0975. Rob Gaylord says, not sure it matters. Brown substitutions patterns are baffling at best. Well, he has some better players, Rob. I'm not the biggest Brown fan, as you know, but he has some better players to rotate with. Mike Scott also in the mix for as a rotational player. Mike in Chestnut Hill, next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Devon?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Listen, before the break, you done gave me all the reasons why I was going to tell you about Glenn Robinson and how he should start.
Go for it.
Yeah, basically, I love the fact that if you think about the last game when they had started Korkmaz, at half, they benched Korkmaz.
Yep.
And put Glenn Robinson in.
Indeed.
And you see how he moves. He knows how to cut. He's doing things that nobody on the team did. You know what I mean? Nobody moved. Everybody just stood around. And so he gives that motion from the gate, because they need to start getting a lot faster, getting up to leads, you know, putting leads up on people, So when it comes down, you can put the bench in. And then I love Thibault. I love Thibault. He's everything Philly wants. You know, he's gritty, defensive. Him coming off the bench with Horford, that defense, and let alone, you know, we love a good shooter in Korkmaz, but when you have all those coming off the bench, that's a lot of firepower, especially defensive, when you have need to give, you know, Embiid rest, when you need to give Jay Rich rest, Ben Simmons rest, all those guys, it's a good bench. They need that to go forward. And my other point, reason why Glenn Robinson, I know you stated about how, you know, they in Golden State, they weren't really planning for him, like any plays, but he was balling. He was starting. You know, that experience comes a long way. And with the state of the team where, you know, Embiid's not feeling well, he's all in his mind, and then Ben Simmons, you know, he's doing his thing, but he's still not shooting. Those things, Glenn Robinson brings something that they need right now. They can't worry about, okay, is Thibault going to be able to produce as a rookie? You know, they need that right now, especially going this last stretch. And basically, I just want to see what you think after that.
Now, and listen, man, you made great points, Mike, as always. Thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. That Glenn Robinson, again, if Glenn Robinson is a starter, I get it. I understand why. And it makes sense. Makes sense. Makes plenty of sense. And Mike just laid out everything. Again, the cutting, finding those little creases in the defense to make himself available as a flash, and they make the pass because the team is unselfish, looking for the next man. All of that great stuff. I get it. And yes, the defense, when Thibault and Horford come in for Richardson and Embiid early on, well, about the 6 minute mark, 5 minute mark in the first quarter. Yeah, because Simmons and Harris are still going to be out there. Plus, let's say Burks comes in for Robinson. You're still out there with some starters, and you basically have a sixth starter in Al Horford. And you have the experience from Thibault being the starter and playing the minutes that he has played as a rookie. That's what makes them that dangerous team that we're asking the question about in general. That's what makes them good. Despite everything that has happened, they can really change the perception of who they are going into the postseason if they just show us who we thought they were at the start of the season, where many of us picked them to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals, or at least getting there to the Eastern Conference Finals and unfortunately falling in a really competitive, tough played series against the Milwaukee Bucks, who they play on Saturday, by the way, 8:30 right here on the Fanatic. They have the opportunity to do that. Well, we won't be talking about a lot of the things that we've discussed throughout the beginning of the year because we look up and they're about to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals and we're like, okay, all right, this is a whole new season. It's about to go down. Everything is off the table now. Yes, they have to start on the road. We won't ignore that part. But all of that we talked about, moot point, because they are where we thought they would be. They just took a different path that we did not like. 610-632-0975. We're going to continue all of this conversation on the other side when Joe Torti steps in. Tyler Zuli producing the show. We'll also get an update on our Twitter poll, and we'll introduce a few other things as we go along because we still have a lot of things to discuss this evening, whether it's baseball, basketball, football. Some things have dropped in the last hour. Didn't want to bring it up until we got to Joe Torti in at 8 o'clock to start off with him so we can discuss that as well. So get ready for that. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens on the other side. Joe Torti will join us as we run until 10 o'clock together right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.